As we begin this exercise, again, we come consciously into the presence of our Lord I Am and accept his words of comfort and strength. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. In this last exercise of our retreat, we take as our word a verse from Revelation, in which it occurs three times, at 1:8, 21:6, and 22:13. I am the Alpha and the Omega. Now, a couple of weeks ago, the Education Department of Salisbury Cathedral held their annual workshop days for schools. These were 2 days in which the cathedral was absolutely humming. 450 10 and 11-year-olds from schools in Wiltshire and Dorset. And they came together to take part in workshops on a variety of subjects in all parts of the cathedral, ending the day with a simple service in the nave. The general theme of the day was Saints Alive, and all the various workshops were geared to one saint or another. One of them was concerned with pilgrimage, and the children taking part were asked to prepare a banner, which they then took in procession to the place where the tomb of St. Osmond used to be, and there they said a quiet prayer. Perhaps I ought to say that St. Osmond was one of the early bishops of Salisbury. He was involved with the building of the second cathedral after the first one had been struck by fire, by lightning. And he was responsible for starting off the whole process of ordering the way in which services were taken way back in those medieval times, which came to be known eventually as the use of serum, and which was eventually taken up by most of the cathedrals, I think, in this country. Now, the leader of the workshop gave the children various ideas of what to put on the banner, including the Greek letters Alpha and Omega. They hadn't the faintest idea about this, and he had to explain that they were the first and last letters of the Greek alphabet, and the equivalent to putting on in English A and Z, indicating the beginning and the end. Now, luckily, the workshop was situated conveniently close to the chapel of St. Lawrence. And on the altar of that chapel, there are two candlesticks in the shape of Alpha and Omega, so the children could look up and see these candlesticks, and they had a pattern to follow. What the workshop leader didn't say, for it would have been rather beyond the children, was that the Alpha and the Omega are an indication of the overarching omnipotence of God in at the beginning and the end, the first and the last. God everywhere, in every place, at every time. So they were, in fact, this Alpha and Omega, highly appropriate symbols for a pilgrimage banner. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Now, so far as the beginning is concerned, we're reminded of both the first few verses of Genesis and those of St. John. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And then from St. John, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it." We sometimes say of someone, "He was in it from the beginning." In other words, he was an originator, or one of them, or an initiator. So we think of God as being before and behind all existence, the creator and the initiator, or as we were thinking of earlier, the author of all. This is an overwhelming thought, and as we think of this, let us take this word into our minds. "I am the Alpha and the Omega." I am the Alpha and the Omega. We've looked a little bit at the Alpha. Let us also remember that God is the Omega. Now, we are rational beings, so that we know that our beginning has already happened. So, obviously, we are more concerned about our end. I read somewhere that the whole of history, past, present and future, consists of times that are in God's hands. That phrase comes up in Psalm 31. But we can see that in that history, there are two special times. The time of God's making of his people, and the time of his remaking of them. I rather like that idea, the remaking of God's people. And surely it's within the context of this remaking that we work out the meaning of the Omega, the end. End may partake of three sources of meaning. It can mean cessation. It can mean a final period. Or it can mean outcome. Now, whichever it means, the theological emphasis always is on the fact that God bestows the end. Peter speaks of receiving the end of your faith. even the salvation of your souls. That's the authorized version. The NIV translates the Greek a bit more accurately than that, as, for you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls. And perhaps we can compare Paul writing to the Philippians in this very familiar passage, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenwards in Christ Jesus. And then there's that marvellous passage from the letter to the Hebrews. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Surely our end and our goal is Jesus himself. And it's in Jesus that the new messianic age has already been inaugurated through his death and his resurrection. Now Peter and Paul and the writer to the Hebrews use the word telos, which means a goal. Jesus himself uses an even stronger word, suntalia, which means full end, entire completion, or consummation. He uses the verb when he says on the cross, it is finished, which John, I think, is the only one to record. It is finished. It is accomplished, is really what it means. It is fulfilled. He says at the end of Matthew's Gospel, you may remember, lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world, even unto the completion of the world, the consummation of the world. So it's no wonder that Paul says elsewhere, do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. It's not quite accurate, because if we run the proper way, we'll all get the prize. Because the prize is surely to embrace our Lord, who is the Lord of life, who is present with us unto the end of the world. So let us take this word into our hearts. I am the Alpha and the Omega. I am the Alpha and the Omega. As we now come to our prayers and make this word work for us, let us think specifically of change, which is an essential part of pilgrimage and of running the race. So we focus on those who have the power and the authority for change, those who are in the middle of change, and also those who are threatened by change. We focus on Zaire very much in the middle of change, on the possibility that there will be a change of leadership, not without bloodshed. So let us pray for all Zairean citizens from the top downwards, that what change there must be may be accomplished as painlessly as possible, and for the well-being of the whole nation. You, Zaire, I am the Alpha and the Omega. We pray for the European Union as it develops, for our own country's continuing part in it, if that is the right thing, for other nations applying to join, for the way in which it is changing to meet developments and the need. You, the European Union. I am the Alpha and the Omega. We have a most profound change in our own country, with a change of government. We think of our own country under a Labour government for the first time for 18 years, and the inevitable changes that this will make. So let us pray that any changes that have to take effect may be changes which will be acceptable and indeed enhance our nation. You, the new government of our nation, I am the Alpha and the Omega. We pray now for our society, where there are so many cultural changes, many of them as a result of people from other lands coming to live in the United Kingdom, becoming citizens of it, and often now in their third generation. Some coming from a general change in the way in which we look at life, our moral attitude, one might say. And so we pray for our society. You, people of this land, I am the Alpha and the Omega. We thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for your unsearchable riches poured forth from you as light from the sun in boundless generosity, whether accepted, rejected, or ignored. And now as we acknowledge you, the Lord I Am, as the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end, We offer to you ourselves, insofar as we are able, as an emptiness to be filled with your divine fullness. All that we have, all that we are, and all that we do, through Jesus Christ, our Lord.